We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go to the very best source on all things virus, the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci, thank you. Good morning. You have the word infectious in your title, so who better to ask if this is an epidemic, a pandemic, and what's the difference?
Well, an epidemic is when you have an outbreak of a disease that is in a particular area. For example, right now, clearly, there is a very serious epidemic of coronavirus in China. When you use the word pandemic, it really has somewhat different meanings for different people. But the core definition of a pandemic is when you have an outbreak of an infectious disease in which you have consistent person-to-person sustained transmission of the pathogen, in this case a virus, in multiple regions of the world, different countries, different hemispheres, different regions. And then that's the reason why it gets the word pan, which really means all or widespread. So that's the difference in general.
So it sounds like it meets that criteria then if it's in a couple of continents.
Well, it is, but it's not yet sustained. And I think we're on the brink of people being able to call it a pandemic. When you say sustained, you mean multiple generations of transmission in a particular country, in a particular region. Clearly, that is happening in China. There have been a number of travel-related cases in about 25 to 30 countries outside of China. And within those countries, there is person-to-person transmission. They're almost at that tipping point of saying it's sustained in multiple countries throughout the world. So it really is almost a matter of semantics in many respects.
What is being done to check New York City to see if the virus may already be here?
Well, what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is doing is they're doing some sentinel testing, which means there are six cities, including New York. There's New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago, and Honolulu, in which when people come in with symptoms that resemble influenza, but they test negative for influenza, then they will get a test for the coronavirus to determine if we're missing some cases that are essentially coming in under the radar screen.
You see people on the streets already of New York City in the subways wearing face masks. Do they work?
Well, you know, there is no transmission of coronavirus in New York City, to our knowledge. I'm fairly certain there isn't. Face masks really are variable in their efficacy. Most of the time, people who are infected and you want to protect them from infecting others, that's the best use of a face mask. Right now, walking around with a face mask in New York City, I'm not sure what the advantage of that is.
So wash your hands. Don't cough. And if you have to cough and sneeze, cover your mouth, all that kind of stuff. The usual warnings, right?
Well, I think those warnings are really quite appropriate, not only for the possibility that we might get a coronavirus, which is clearly possible that this will happen, but also we're in the middle of a flu season. And it's a reasonably bad flu season. We've had two peaks, one with influenza B and now most recently with influenza A, H1N1. So washing hands, avoiding crowds where there are a lot of people coughing and sneezing is certainly the best thing to do together with vaccination for influenza. But if and when, and I hope it's more if than when,
we get confronted with coronavirus, then those kinds of things are also applicable.
Dr. Fauci, before you run, a lot of people are concerned about coronavirus naturally. Should we be more concerned about the flu? Do we have enough data to know what the mortality comparison is?
Clearly with the flu, the mortality is about 0.1%. The mortality for coronavirus is about 2%. That could change depending upon how you count the total number of cases. So the issue with influenza, it's a real and present danger that's going on. So we really need to address it. It's serious. There are about 15 to 20,000 deaths so far, hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations this season with the flu. Right now, the concern about coronavirus, it's still the unknown. It is low risk now for the American public, but this could change. And I think we don't want to sugarcoat it. This could change. And it could be that coronavirus will evolve into a true pandemic. And if it does, then we'll have a serious problem throughout the world, including in the United States.
Well, we take your words very seriously. You've been at this for a very long time, decades, and you're also someone who's very very good at explaining things so we can understand them, and that's not always easy. So thank you, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Good to be with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.